Okay, and what's inside? Where does the food go down?
It goes down your red vein.
Okay. Or what else?
Throat.
Okay. And this is?
But we usually say red vein.
Okay, what's this?
The teeth.
And just one of them is what?
Tooth.
Okay. And the pink veins in your mouth that kind of hold your teeth in.
That's your gums.
Okay. And right here.
If they haven't shrunk away.
Okay, what's this?
Palm of your hand.
And what's this? What am I making?
It's your fist.
And if I've got two of them, I've got two.
Two fists.
Okay. And what do you call this right here? Or things where something bends.
That's your joint.
Okay. And right here.
Your chest.
Okay. And right here.
Wrist.
Okay. Or from here to here.
Oh, that's not on the span either. That's called just your hand.
Okay. And if I've got more than one, I've got
two hands.
Okay. And right here.
That's your shin.
Okay.
In front. Now, I don't know whether you mean if that's around.
Okay, that's right. And the whole thing?
Would be your leg.
Okay. And right here.
That's your foot.
And if I've got more than one.
That's two.
Okay.
2 feet.
Okay. And the part right here, people, kind of when they bend down, they rest on it. Part of your leg.
Five.
Okay. Or another word for that, like haunches.
Yeah,
okay.
Squat, that'd be
yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. If someone is very big and muscular, you might say he's very
chubby.
Healthy. Or no, but very, very
strong. Oh, healthy and strong.
He might be very...
stout.
Okay, good.
Very stout man.
Someone who's easy to get along with is usually considered to be pretty...
easy to get along with. Meek, I guess.
Or...
No, I don't know. What else do you use? Only just say they're easy to get along with, easy going.
Do you ever use the word common, say, for a person? Use that adjective to describe a person as a common person?
Well, if, yes.
But I mean,
oftentimes we'll say if we met somebody that was, say, pretty well off financially, and you dreaded meeting them. After you met them, you'd say, well, he's just, or she's a very common person.
Mm-hmm. But it would be on the bad side. I mean, it would be,
no, I wouldn't.
Oh, it's good? I mean, to be common is, okay.
Well, now, you could use it.
But it's more like simple rather than, okay, good.
It's a very common person. Nothing highfalutin about him.
Okay. If someone is quite quick and active in all motions, you say he's quite...
quite active.
Okay. And if someone's not very comfortable, you might say they're pretty...
very uncomfortable.
Okay. And if you're introduced to someone and you're not quite at ease, you might say you're...
I'd say I'm very... they made me feel very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Or now, that's where I used the word common a while ago, didn't I? I used the illustration like if a person was wealthy and I dreaded to meet that person. They were very common and didn't made me feel at ease. But I have met people that I was ill at ease and was afraid to say anything, you know, in front of them because, well, I felt like they were knew so much more than I did, and